she actually told me not to be stubborn.
Darling, just let me stand my umbrella in the kitchen sink. It's dripping everywhere.
Give it to me. I've been too accommodating, that's the trouble. Well, not anymore.
Peter!
What?
Steady on, you're shaking that umbrella all over the place.
Oh, of course, I should have seen this coming. I never imagined it would play such a dirty trick. Oh, did you?
What?
Imagine Lynn would play such a dirty trick. She said she thought we could settle it amicably. As if Jeremy was a piece of furniture.
Oh, God, really?
Something
here.
She borrowed and wanted to keep. What are you doing?
Plugging in the blower. You've let the fire go out.
Jeremy's my son and he belongs here.
Aren't you cold, Peter?
Cold?
Oh, that's better.
I don't think you've really taken in the word I've been saying, have you?
Yes, I have.
Well, you don't seem to be taking much interest.
I will, as soon as I've thawed out.
I've let the fire go out.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Where are the girls?
They're in bed. I shall ring the solicitor first thing in the morning.
It's a bit early for that.
No, I am supposed officially to have care and control of Jeremy, so I think the sooner the better.
I meant the girls.
The girls?
Isn't it a bit early for them to be in bed?
No, it isn't.
Oh.
Oh, don't worry. You'll be able to go and say goodnight to them. And suppose for a minute they'll be asleep. I realize the girls are all you think about and that Jeremy doesn't mean a thing to you.
That was a horrible thing to say. And I hope you didn't mean it.
Well, that's the impression you're giving. I tell you what's happened, and all you can think about is warming your hands by the fire and whether the girls are awake or not.
Peter, I have had a tough day. The fact that I'm cold, hungry, and would like to see the children are matters of immediate concern. Jeremy is a long-term thing.
And that's how you regard him, is it? A long-term thing.
I didn't mean it like that.
You won't even talk about
it. I want to talk about it, Peter, when we've both had a drink and something to eat and we're relaxed. And then we can discuss it properly, in a calm and sensible way.
Calm and sensible?
Yes, instead of just flying off the handle.
Well, that's a lot of help, I must say.
We must try and be constructive about it, Peter.
And you were the one person I thought I could always rely on.
You can!
Oh, it looks like it.
Couldn't you hear it?
What?
Honestly, I give up. Can't be left to do a thing in the kitchen, can you?
Oh, no, that's not fair. I was a bachelor in this very same kitchen for a year or two, don't forget, cooking for myself.
I know you, Cliff Edwards. You had Ben Woodhouse doing it for you. Like you've got me doing it for you now.
Well, I do my share. Oh, I've been doing a lot recently.
Oh, yeah. What happened to that cup of tea you were going to have waiting for me when I got out the bar?
Oh, yeah.
It's okay, I'm guessing.
Look, I'm sorry, lover. I got a bit carried away with this plan. All to scale, you see. It's a fiddling sort of job.
You finished it, yeah?
Oh, almost. Oh, this is going to knock old George for six.
Let's have a look.
Oh.
Go on, while the tea's brewing.
No one's looking at this till I've finished it. It's going to be revealed then in all its glory. And you and George are going to be staggered by its brilliance.
When's the unveiling?
As soon as possible. It'd be nice having a proper front door of our own. And maybe when George has seen it, he'll put a bit of pressure on that solicitor of it.
You're not still on about the agreement.
Yes, I am, and I will continue to be till we've got it back, signed. I don't trust George an inch.
That's fairly obvious by now. But it's not George that's upsetting you, is it?
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. I'll pour the tea.
No tea for me, thanks, love. I wouldn't sleep a wink.
I never noticed it stopping you before.
Oh, not snoring again last night, was I?
Just dead to the world.
Oh, well, that was exhaustion.
Beer.
Now, come on, Shirl, I've been working. It's different tonight.
Is it?
The first evening off I've had for a long time.
I'm going to bed soon.
Where are you taking your tea?
Bathroom. I'm going to pin my hair up. If I'm asleep when you come in, just get in quietly, would you?
Look, what's the matter with you, Shirley?
Nothing.
Well, I work hard too, you know.
That's why you sleep so well, I suppose. That and a clear conscience.
Liz.
Peter.
Darling, I'm sorry.
Oh, darling, so am I.
I really didn't mean it.
Neither did I. I was simply beastly.
No, I was just so worked up about the whole thing.
And I was being completely self-centered.
No, you were quite right. We must discuss it calmly.
Yes.
And dispassionately.
Yes, yes. We must be quite dispassionate about the whole thing. Mm. Mm.
Yes, quite.
Mm. You can count on me, darling, all the way.
Yes, yes, I know.
See, the trouble is, we never see each other these days.
Yes, I know, darling. I know.
Bed's the only place.
Yes, yes.
Do you discuss anything?
Mm. Absolutely.
Peter?
Yes, darling?
You're squashing my arm.
There you are. I wondered when you were going to show up.
Oh, am I late? Sorry, I was organising something.
Two of them have gone already. There's five of us leaving today. And no prizes for guessing which the other two are.
What do you mean?
I'll have a look over there. The Fond Fathers.
Yes.
Mm. Better watch out. You might be mistaken for one.
On what?
A Fond Father.
I wouldn't mind. Hey, I thought you said Sam yelled all the time.
And how's our little man this morning?
Oh. Dead to the world.
He is all right, isn't he?
I beg your pardon?
I mean, well, does he always look like that?
It's easy to see you haven't had much to do with babies, young man. Are you the father?
What?
No, he isn't.
Well, whoever you are, that is a beautiful, bouncing, healthy baby.
Oh, good.
We are persevering with the breastfeeding, aren't we, dear?
Oh, we are.
That's right. That's why he's sleeping so soundly. Nature knows best. And much most convenient for mother.
Very uncomfortable.
How are our nipples, dear? Oh, just a moment, nurse. You will watch that, won't you, dear? You have got the little shields if you should need them. Now, who is going to carry baby?
I suppose I'd better.
I'll carry the case.
That's right. All packed and ready. There's a good girl. Nurse, don't let Mrs. Mills go till I've had a word with her. And remember, dear, we'll always be pleased to see you and baby. Visit us again sometime.
Visit, she says.
Visit?
Not likely. Wild horses wouldn't drag me in here again.
I think she really meant it, too.
So that's what it looks like.
What?
The big white world. Where have you put the car?
It's over at the other end of the car park.
Oh, blimey. It's going to take me all my time to get across the hall.
Well, you won't have to carry him far. Because I've got something here for you.
What?
A carry cot.
That's not mine.
Yes, it is. It's a present from everyone at the Herald.
Oh.
See? You can have it in its base, like that, you see, and wheel it about like this, like a pram. Or you can lift it up and take it in a car. Or use it for a cot. Don't you like it?
They cost a bomb.
Well, we wanted you to have something that would be really useful.
So that I wouldn't be left holding the baby, you mean?
Yes, I see what you mean. Hey, what are you doing?
Putting him in it. I'm exhausted, and he weighs a ton.
Supposed to be moving the piano, not playing it. Can you manage all right?
Yeah.
I mean, can you get it round the corner? Yeah. Can you, manager?
Mind your back.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
careful with it.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, hello, George.
I'm sorry. I don't think I've picked a very good moment, have I?
No.
I just wanted to say goodbye to Claire.
What? Oh, I'm afraid you've missed her.
Oh, no.
Yes, they got away as soon as the van arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she and Sue did. Puddles completely disappeared.
Oh, dear me.
But I'll take her with me on Friday. Can't say I blame her with all this going on. Oh, God, I hardly dare to look. Well, come into the sitting room.
Mm.
Not that there's anywhere to sit, I'm afraid, but
at least it's a bit quieter.
Yeah. They're still packing things up in the kitchen and the dining room.
Oh, I've done all mine.
Yeah. What?
Packed the china and everything. I thought it would save time. And between you and me, I didn't really trust them, did you?
Oh, well, as long as they don't mind. Over the insurance.
Insurance? How do you mean?
Well, usually they insist on doing the packing themselves, otherwise they aren't covered. No, for breakages and things.
Could you say that again?
Well, most removal firms work that way. But don't say you didn't check. Unlike you, George, you're usually so careful.
Not careful enough this time, it seems. So, dear. It looks as though I'm either going to have to unpack it all or carry the lot over myself.